Let's talk about you as a guitarist now. How long have you played the guitar?
My whole life, really. I mean, I remember...
Your first guitar.
My first guitar.
Right.
I had an acoustic that was my parents for a little while, and then I got my first electric when I was like... I don't know. 10, maybe? Wow. Something like that.
So when did you get the acoustics?
It was just my dad's acoustic, you know, it was a flare. Yeah, I just diddle around. And I wanted to play guitar forever, but my mom tried to make me take violin lessons for a little bit. She wanted me to have some sort of classical training.
That's like,
and that didn't really work out.
Ode
so well.
To joy.
Yeah. I think I can play Twinkle Twinkle Little
Star. Me too,
star
me too.
But, I mean, I had a band in third grade. It was my first band I can remember. And, you know, with two other kids I was in school with, and we wanted to be Nirvana. We wrote our own songs, and it was just three-piece shitty, you know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was awesome. I don't remember. It was probably great. Kids that young, you know. But I don't know. Yeah, I've been playing my whole life, really, though.
Why the guitar?
What's that?
Why the guitar? What about it, you know, makes you gravitate towards? What made it the guitar, you know?
I can't say. I don't really know. I mean, it's just sort of always what I wanted to do. Like I said, you know, my mom tried to make me... She was like, you need some sort of classical training, you know, blah, 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 blah. So she tried to make me take violin lessons. I didn't want to, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
I didn't want to take any lessons. I just wanted to play guitar. And I would just sort of sit around the house and, like, watch movies and make up my own, you know, soundtracks and stuff like that. Just play along with stuff or try and figure stuff out and develop an ear. And kind of, it's all I ever wanted to do was play guitar.
When did you tell your parents that you wanted to be a rock star?
Never.
I
mean, you know, they're very supportive, but I mean, really, I don't want to be a rock star. I don't like rock stars, you know. I don't know, they're full of themselves, you know. I mean, it's one thing to be in a band that's successful, but you still have to be, I don't know, that word kind of denotes sort of like an arrogance and a flamboyance that I don't necessarily relate with, you know what I mean? I've always kind of been, personally, just sort of not necessarily like introverted, but kind of, I don't know, I like to play music, and I like to play guitar, and I like being on stage with the band and all that sort of stuff, but I'm not really very great with like interviews and sort of like thinking, you know, that sort of stuff. But
you're too
I
great.
Just yeah you know, I my parents were always supportive of me playing music, because I was always playing around the house, and they knew it was the only thing I was like incredibly passionate about. So, you know, I don't know, but I don't get down with the whole sort of being full of yourself. When you see people up on stage who think they're rock stars, you can see right through it, you know what I mean? It's that sort of pretension that I don't get down with. None of us do, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you play with bands all the time, and you see that sort of shit all the time at shows where they're like, you know, like jumping in the crowd and like all this like showman stuff, you know. And there's something to be said for it. Like, I love Prince, you know, he's a fucking showman, you know. I love a lot of pop music, like a lot of those, it's just they're entertainers, you know. But it's just not something that for me I personally necessarily relate with very much, you know. I kind of I don't know.
So your
George
first
Harrison
musician.
Is my favorite Beatle.
Nice, nice. So you're a musician first, right?
Yeah. Always.